This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Randy Voller's last day in office as mayor of Pittsboro was yesterday. What's he going to do now?
I'm going to be working hard in 2014 on trying to elect Democrats up and down the ballot.
Randy Voller is today's WCHL hometown hero. He also happens to be the chairman of the North Carolina Democratic Party.
I think I'm most proud of the fact that I came into office and recognized a number of issues that needed to be addressed, and we got them done. We had an issue in town where our water system was not up to par. Working with our staff and our town board, we put a lot of time and investment into it, and now we produce some of the best water in the region. If you're an elected official and see problems, you're able to actually address them and provide value to the citizens. I think that's the most rewarding. I think from a basic level, you're supposed to provide clean water, a place to get rid of your waste, pick up the trash, make sure that the town's a nice place and that you grow, and you've accomplished all those things.
Randy Voller loves Pittsboro, and after the courthouse burned, he, along with many others, worked hard to restore. That's his most visible accomplishment.
Well, yes, Ron. When I travel the state, everybody brings that up because no matter where you are, where I go in the state, people know Pittsboro because of the courthouse. They've been through town. The day it burned, I was out on the street and I said, we're going to rebuild this and revitalize downtown. I had no idea how long it would take. And frankly, it's county building, so they had to take the lead on it. But I knew that I had to get up on a soapbox and say, we're not going to tear this down. We're going to rebuild. And here we are in 2013. And it's more beautiful than ever.
What does the future hold as far as elective office is concerned?
Well, Ron, people have been asking me about that for a while, especially as there have been some openings in the last couple of years. And the number one focus for me this coming year will be to be electing other people and serving them. After 2014, where the dust settles, I'll think long and hard about what I want to do. It's an honor to serve people in your community, and there's that moment before you get into public office, and then there's the moment when you've been elected, and it's kind of like jumping into the deep end of a pool and having no idea what it's going to be like. Once you've been in public office, your life changes. The good thing about it, you meet a lot of people that you never would have met, and you're able to expand essentially your outlook on life, so I've enjoyed it. It's been an honor, and I didn't run again, and in part because I thought, you know, you've got to be able to hand the gavel up back to people. Sometimes people stay in it too long.
Randy Voller, no longer the mayor of Pittsboro, but he's been honored to serve the town for the last 8 years. And he's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.